This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Claire O'Regan. My professional title is Director of Customer Success, and I do that for a company named Joro. Joro is an end-to-end contract automation platform, which enables legal teams and the teams that they work with to manage contracts online. We have an in-browser editor, and we facilitate the whole contract management lifecycle. I guess that's the textbook answer. Really, I'm a customer success enthusiast. It's been my career for the past 12 to 15 years. And I'm very happy about that. And I think it suits my personality quite well. So delighted to be talking to you about parts of it today.
Claire, how are you involved with user adoption?
So for those of you that don't know, roles in customer success involve representing usually software as a service companies as the face of the company for customer engagement. That naturally focuses very heavily on user adoption. If you think of the purpose of customer success as being to build mutually beneficial relationships between a SaaS provider and a SaaS purchaser. So my involvement in user adoption is in enabling end users to engage with the platforms that they have purchased, and also to get the most out of that engagement. That works for the end user, it works for the consumer of the product, and it's also beneficial for the provider, much more so than, say, a straight support role or a straight sales role. We really focus on building adoption over time and building adoption through value delivery.
Claire, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
This is a big one. I think I've built my career on both capitalizing on the successes and on identifying the challenges and dealing with them efficiently. When we look at the successes of user adoption, I've got to say for me, that takes the form of building great relationships between software builders and software users, and then capitalizing on that great relationship to grow both businesses. If I take examples from my own career, either as a frontline customer success manager or where I am now, where I'm leading a team of folks who are enabling that type of success, we see the greatest benefit or the greatest successes derived from really great user onboarding and user adoption early on in the relationship between those two players, between those two stakeholders. Customer success managers and the teams that they work in will focus very heavily on the early stages of adoption when a business makes the investment in a new software solution. During those early onboarding phases, customer success will focus quite heavily on training and enablement of users so that the value of the product is clear. But they'll also spend a lot of time nurturing the business relationship, looking at the reasons that a business has decided to purchase a software platform and helping them to define what the success metrics are of that investment that they've made. Once the success metrics are defined, customer success is really that central driving force behind meeting those metrics and demonstrating that they've been met. So customer success teams are the ones who help to define what the criteria will be and then strive to get everybody in the group towards the point where they're being met and where successes are being derived from both sides. As you can imagine, that leads to return on investment very early on for the purchaser of a software solution. But down the line, it's a really smart investment for the development team and for the creative team to make to enable users very early on through a team like a customer success team. And to follow that success through, how I view user adoption as reaching its full success is when a subscription or a license agreement for a piece of software is renewed or is expanded. In the example of Joro, a legal team might purchase Joro to handle a few contracting processes, but through the value that we deliver, the software can be rolled out to sales teams, to HR teams across the board. It's gonna alleviate pain and save time for end users, but it's also going to contribute to the value growth and the very real revenue growth for a high growth startup business, which is where I tend to work. I think that's probably the ideal solution. You know, that's the dream, and that's what customer success industry is based on. But you also asked me about the challenges that I've seen in user adoption. And probably this is where I spend most of my time. This is where I spend most of my time thinking, where are the areas where we are not seeing user adoption? Again, I'm talking about the software solution. What are the reasons for that and what can be done about it? In my experience, the biggest challenge to user adoption is change management. As a customer success leader or as a customer success individual contributor, I am often the voice that is helping to manage the change, that is helping to implement a new process, implement a new tool, basically change the way that people do business. In a contracting workflow, in a legal workflow, there can be friction there. There can be a resistance to change. And what's very important is to make sure that the change is managed properly. There's a lot of skills in customer success which emulate that of project management. I talked earlier about setting success criteria and driving towards them. At a more human level, even removing as much friction as possible and helping users to adopt is a primary focus for me and for my team. Most likely what I mean here is enablement. So training, being very clear to end users what the objective of this new platform is and how it will save them personally time and effort and stress. The challenges here are in getting buy-in, and one methodology that customer success uses to help alleviate this challenge is through having sponsorship, whether that's an executive sponsor, the sponsorship of someone who's a project manager who has made the decision, or a sponsorship at a corporate level to help this change be enacted. In the same way that I act as the voice of the customer internally at my company, a great way of overcoming this challenge is to have a spokesperson or a face of this change spearheaded internally by someone that is respected and that can drive that user adoption through. That's a pretty common relationship, actually, that's really good to develop, is having a sponsor or a project owner internally to act as a liaison. And again, we're talking about user adoption, particularly in that onboarding phase, having that owner who is accountable and who maintains a relationship with me over time, checking in after 1 week, after 30 days, reviewing every quarter to make sure that the business objectives are still being achieved. Having that level of partnership helps to overcome the biggest challenge as I see it, which is that friction point.
Clara, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
It's a good one. I would say that the best piece of advice that I could share is that empathy is incredibly important in considering the subject of user adoption, or in my case, the wider subject of customer success. Feeling empathy for the user whom you are trying to influence will help to understand that individual and will help you to build processes and services that will encourage them to adopt your platform. I'll give you an example. In the software as a service business, we spend a lot of time carefully thinking about what the ideal customer profile is for our business and for the platform that we're creating. This philosophy really goes to the center of everything we do. And we will begin conversations, even early sales conversations, with this ideal customer profile in mind. Having this profile in mind helps us to know exactly where it is that we can deliver value and be very clear with potential customers or customers on what it is that we do and the problems that we can solve very, very well. And it's also very beneficial for the customer or for the end user to set expectations clearly and to understand what will happen. This level of empathy and understanding allows us to be very clear on what can be expected, what can be expected in the first 30 days, or what can be expected in the first 6 months, and to have reasonable conversations about value, about return on investment, and about the successes that can be achieved. This empathy, I think, goes all the way through user adoption as a new service is rolled out and as my team works with stakeholders and end users. Having this level of empathy will help us to understand the real business reason that each business unit is taking on a new software solution. And it will allow us to ingest feedback that we get from these customers. Customer success acts as the voice of the customer internally within our organizations. And we're representing the user when we're doing that. Every time a user can share a pain with us, and we use that to inform the direction of our development and the direction of our product, this is all working towards better user adoption. You could have an end user that is experiencing pain with your platform, but through continuous improvement, empathy, and learning, we can increase their adoption by improving the service that we're offering. And as well as that, we always come back to a very real revenue benefit of building this empathetic, understanding, long-term beneficial relationship. These are the types of relationships that grow in revenue terms through land and expand approaches. These are the types of relationships that result in a piece of technology being adopted across the organization or referrals happening between similar organizations that have the same problems and need a technology solution for them. Really, empathy at the very center of it makes the day-to-day of increasing user adoption easier, but it also contributes to the longer-term success of both sides by building a mutually beneficial relationship around user adoption. I do realize this is definitely a customer success-focused answer, but hopefully it can be applied to all walks of user adoption and increasing it.
And Claire, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
For me personally, I think my LinkedIn is a great place to follow my thoughts on the subject of user adoption and how it plays a part in the wider success of software companies. There are a lot of great customer success communities out there as well. I don't necessarily have a favorite online, but as we return to the office and as we return to in-person meetings and in-person user adoption discussions, I would definitely encourage folks to get out there in their local city. Across Europe and across the States, there are a lot of city-based customer success and user adoption communities which are focused on regional specific projects. I'm thinking particularly in Europe for these types of things, and really allow you to network and to hear about user adoption stories from others in your industry or in similar industries. It's probably the venues in which I've learned the most from other people.
Well, thanks, Claire.
Thanks so much, Henrik.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.